Hi, my name is John. I flew back to Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. My older brother, who has rejected God most of his entire life, I had pretty much given up on him.
Well, if that were the end of the story, it wouldn't be very positive, would it? But there's more to that. We'll get back to John in a moment from Minnesota. He flew there, talked to his brother, what happened. We're going to set up the topic of prayer today because there's nothing more important now in our lives than the power of prayer. You know, the Bible tells us we are to pray without ceasing. That's kind of like all the time, you know. You do that when you're driving with your eyes open, right? But we're in this constant communication, spirit to spirit, big S spirit to little S spirit, right? And that's what God wants from us. It's a communication with the creator of the universe. Powerful thing. Dr. Randy here, Intentional Living. We're live. The phone lines are open. Here's the question. How has prayer impacted your life specifically? Not generally, specifically. Maybe you have a story how prayer has made a difference in your marriage, your life, your family, your attitude. Give us a call. The reason for this today is to encourage others through your story, right? That's part of what we do. Affirming faith and offering hope. That's what we're doing here. Affirming faith to see that it works. Come on in. We'd love to have you participate. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Boy, do we have needs for prayer today. I think if you're following the news at all, knowing what's going on in the world, I'm thinking what's happening in Ukraine, these precious people. I've been hearing stories of, you know, pastors and churches and others that have been just disrupted in the lives of so many people, destroyed, families damaged. And every night my wife and I pray, we pray, one of the things we pray for is the people of Ukraine. And I've gotten to the place where I say, God, I don't even know how to pray other than pray for peace and for your justice, your grace, your love, mercy in a hurting world. And sometimes maybe you feel like that, like you pray and we want our prayer to be like instant answer, right? And sometimes it isn't. But there's something powerful in prayer. What about for you? What has prayer done in your life? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Live here today taking your calls. Here's the rest of John's story. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is John. I flew back to Minnesota a couple of weeks ago. My older brother, who has rejected God most of his entire life, was on his deathbed at 86 years old, 5 days away from his 87th birthday. We were able to lead him to Christ through hand squeezes and head nodding, and he trusted his life into God's hands. And that was an answer to prayer. I had pretty much given up on him, but I'm so grateful for the faithfulness of God. Thanks.
Wow, you talk about the 11th hour. That's like 11:59, you know, 59. Power of prayer, God's there. You know, when I hear a story like that, I'm thrilled to hear that someone has made a decision for Christ. What saddens me is think that, 84 years waiting till the last minute. Why? When so much of life can be ahead of us. And I was thinking about that this week, about our ministry of intentional living and how we have different stages of life. We have, you know, the first 20, 30 years of life, you're learning a lot of things. You know, you're making mistakes, you're learning. And then you've got the next 30 years kind of living, you know, buying a house or trying to buy a house today, building your family, your career. And then, you know, the last 30 years is kind of that legacy time, letting go process. And while it's great to be in the legacy stage and be intentional, believe me, I know that. What a powerful thing to get into that learning stage, those first 20, 30 years of life, those young families, and help them make decisions that'll honor Christ. And of course, prayer is part of that. Very powerful. Yeah. All right. How has prayer made a difference in your life?
Hi, my name is Marla, and I'm calling to just give testimony to the fact that a friend of mine had COVID. He was in the hospital for 2 months, on and off the vent 3 times. Lost 30 pounds, had to learn how to walk and talk and swallow and everything again. And praise God, it was all because of prayer. And even the doctor said that only 7% of people survive what he had So I just want to give kudos to everyone who prayed and encouraging people that God is real and he does listen to our prayers. He is a faithful God.
Amen to that. Thank you, Marla. Appreciate it. The power of prayer. Let me see. Let's go to Kansas next.
Hi, my name is Kiera. I wanted to share how prayer has changed my life. I was really depressed. More than probably 3 years I've been depressed. And I went to church one morning, and I will be honest, I did not want to go. I wanted to sleep. When I got to church, I was talking with one of my friends there, and she told me that she prayed that the Lord would pull me out of bed and take me to church, and that's exactly what he did. As far as I know, only one person prayed, and that to me is just so powerful.
Yeah, that is. It only takes one, right? Power of prayer. If God moves... He moves, doesn't he? The power of prayer. Hard to understand. I don't totally understand it, but I know it's powerful. We're commanded to pray. We see the results of it in the lives of people, you know, and we trust him for it. Thank you, Kiera. Let's jump over from Kansas to Arizona.
Hi, this is Hunt Nelson. I'm listening to Answer to Prayer. I've got a story that happened a number of years ago. A couple were at a convenience store, and the Lord laid upon them to get a quart of milk and then gave them specific directions to go, and ended up at a house on a street. This was at night. The husband did not know what was going on, so he goes up to the door and knocks. The door is answered by the husband and wife, and they were astounded, amazed, and blessed because they had been praying for their baby, because the baby didn't have any milk and they didn't have any money or transportation to get to a store. So this was a blessing for the young couple. This is a true story, and it happened probably about 20 years ago. So I just wanted to give that story to you and hope that it blesses somebody. Bye.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate that from Arizona. Thank you, Hunt. Talking about the power of prayer today, 888-888-1717. You've had some answered prayers, Dave, in your life? Yeah, you want to share one in a minute? All right. All right, hang on. We'll come back to you. Dave's helping out on the engineering side today. We'll get back to him, hear his live story here. And you're welcome to join us as well, 888-888-1717. Let me go to David, another David. We got David in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Randy. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for your call. What's your one thing for prayer?
Yeah, so many years ago, I had a cardiac event that occurred, and I had to stay overnight in a hospital. And I kind of lit up my my text prayer chain around the United States and other places. Many, many people praying for whatever was going to happen, God's will, healing, and whatever. The next morning, the heart doctor comes in and says, okay, we're going to do a catheterization. Maybe you ought to call your family members in, because this could be a 10-minute procedure or an hour procedure, or it could be worse. And I looked at him and I said, no, sir, I don't feel like it's going to be any more than 10 minutes, because I feel like I'm getting God's will in my life to tell me that it's not time and it's only going to be 10 minutes. In the same room are two nurses who kind of held their hands up to the ceiling, praising the Lord behind him. And he looked at me quizzically. Well, long story short, the procedure was 10 minutes. I've had the opportunity to witness to this particular heart doctor on a couple of occasions for follow-ups. It was fantastic.
Great story. There's confidence in your prayer, confidence in God. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. We'll be back. Let's take a quick break. More on prayer from Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
So, listen, I want you to be the counselor for a minute.
All right. That's scary.
Here, you're going to do great. What's one piece of advice you give to couples who are at your age, maybe raising those kids, young teenagers, young adults perhaps, What's the best thing that you'd share with them from your own experience?
Oh, I'm telling you, enjoy today. Enjoy today. Don't put it off until the great future somewhere. If you can find some way to wring the life out of today. I mean, because you don't know how many todays you have. You know, in fact, that's what we're doing with in music right now as well, because we were, you know, for a while we were just like, oh, we have to go, we have this many dates, all these things, and all of a sudden for a year and a half it was completely shut down, and we had no idea that was coming. It happened over the span of an hour, you know, literally our life was shut down for a year. And so I was like, man, Lord, help me see today, help me enjoy today, help me to respond today, you know, while today is still today.
That is Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave, and he and his wife Candace are joining us. Us meeting my wife Donna and I and our ministry president, Evan and Kelly Carlson, for the Alaska Cruise for Intentional Living coming up on June 12th. That's pretty soon here, isn't it? Several weeks, but you can still get that cabin. Man, we'd love to have you be a part of it. You're going to hear those kind of stories. You're going to hear his heart, his music, a concert, leading us in worship. I'm going to be teaching on intentional living, but mostly we're going to be enjoying our fellowship with others of like mind and heart, enjoying the fellowship and time together, but then all the tours and things you can do at these different stops on the cruise. This is a ministry cruise from Intentional Living. Love to have you be a part of it. If you don't have that cabin yet, come and join us. We got couples coming. We got singles coming. We've got families coming as well. Love to have you be a part of it. Whatever. Come and be a part of it. 888-888-1717 to talk to me to find out about the cruise. Go to theintentionallife.com to get the cabin today, theintentionallife.com. Dave can't get his mic. We don't think he can get his mic on over there, so we'll have to do that another day, Dave. But I know you got a story. We'll hear it another day. But let's go to James in Tennessee. James, how you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good. How are you guys today?
Good, good. What do you want to join in with a power prayer?
Yes, sir. I wanted to just make mention of something that happened on my job about a year ago between one of my coworkers and I, which I used to talk to him oftentimes about the Bible and the Lord. And I noticed he started to waver away from his belief and his faith.
Mm.
So he's been a good friend of mine. I asked the Lord for 3 days. I prayed and asked the Lord, what must I say? What must I say? On that third day, I got to work. And he told me in my conscience, he said, ask him if he's ever had one prayer answered. Just one, not 100, one. And if he says yes, say that's all we need right there. And then just simply ask him, who answered that prayer?
Mm. What
and
happened?
He came to realize, now we cannot see God, but we see the effects of the things that he do for us.
Mm. Amen to that. You know, sometimes we try to complicate something that's pretty simple. And the James, you know, come back to, hey, God is there. He answered prayers. He loves you, cares for you. He's crazy about you. And today, whatever you're facing, with all the anxiety and stress and uncertainty of what's going on in the world today, from the economy, from inflation, the housing prices, to what's going on in the world, I mean, there's a great deal of uncertainty. And I know in the field that we're in, the work that we do, there's a lot of stress mentally and emotionally in people's lives. And now more than ever to get back to the basics of prayer. James reminds us of that. Thank you, my friend. Let me go to Terry in Arizona. Hi, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to add about prayer today?
Oh, I've had many times that prayer has blessed me, but I want to tell you about a time that it happened when my mom was at a prayer service, and my mom did not pray in public my whole life. I never heard her pray in public, but this time she felt the Spirit tell her to stand up and pray. So she stood up and told the minister to be quiet, that she needed to pray, and she didn't know what to pray for, so she was going to pray for her children that she knew she loved. And so she started praying. At that same time, while she was praying in a prayer service in Missouri, my sister was in California having blood problems due to a pregnancy and was going to the ER. My brother and his wife were involved in a head-on car collision at Lake of the Ozarks. And I was in the Army, and it had a tank accident. And through all that, we all were okay. And I know that it was due to the fact that my mom stood up and answered the call to pray.
She must have had, the Spirit must have been touching her about something going on, saying, hey, this is a time to pray for those kids of yours who are spread out around the world. And she responded. That's powerful. Thank you, Terry. and answered prayer again, right? Powerful. Talking about prayer today, Michael is in Michigan. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, Randy. Yeah, this is Michael. Doing good. About 20 years ago, started a ministry called Shepherd's Purse in Ukraine, and we've worked in 10 cities. We've got friends and partners all over, but I'll tell you about one right now, just so people can appreciate their marriage relationship right now.
Yeah,
Yuri had to put his wife and two kids on a train in Kramatorsk and send them to Germany and say goodbye to them. And I said to Yuri, are you leaving? Are you going to get out of there? And he said, no, I'm a pastor. And he stayed, and he's been ministering to hundreds of people. We've been sending over funds for food and clothes and supplies. He's been preaching the word, and many have been coming to the Lord. Amen. And he's in Kramatorsk, in one of the most dangerous regions right now. So please continue to pray for Yuri and appreciate your wife and kids, because over 4 million of those women and children have had to leave their husbands.
Yeah, that it is just unbelievable what we see and being documented. And it helps us appreciate, like you say, praying for these folks in Ukraine that are going through this, but also learning to appreciate the little things that we have here. We are blessed. How long have you been doing this ministry, Michael?
20 years. We've been doing it almost 20 years here. We're ending our 19th year now.
Huh. And you've been traveling over there and working with them as well?
Yeah, I've made 23 trips, but we've sent many teams. I've written some books about it, about prayer. There's a tremendous book called The Ukrainian Crisis that I wrote in 2014 about a specific prayer that got answered when the protests happened on Maidan on the square. So, yeah,
wow.
It's been a journey.
I imagine your heart is pretty heavy and... you know, waiting on God on this. Hold on for a minute, Michael. Stephen wants to talk to you. We're talking intentional living today and about prayer, the power of prayer. Pray for the folks in Ukraine and for Michael and his ministry. There's so many other ministries doing a great job. I'm thinking Samaritan's Purse. You know, they got a hospital, I think, even in Ukraine, serving people there. And, of course, our own family has been involved with that. Our daughter and son-in-law are involved with Samaritan's Purse. Not there, but in Africa. And so there's ministries that are doing such great work. We need to continue to pray and support these friends, don't we? Let me get Jeannie on here next, from Kansas. Jeannie, welcome to the, Intentional Living. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Good. Good. What do you want to say about prayer today?
Well, last fall, our minister was talking about accountability partners and how we should have that. And so I took a courageous step and asked another lady in our church who had three kids like me and said, well, what would you think about praying over the phone just like twice a week for our kids? You know, and I thought that's a doable thing, you know, 30 minutes a time, you know, whatever. And it's, we've been doing that since September and it's been amazing. And I think just to pray together for our kids and then being able, you know, then we know each other, you know, what to pray for later. But somehow just coming together and praying together is amazing. It's a little awkward at first, but both, even now we're like, as we finish, we're like, this is good. You know, this and being able to just lift all those concerns about our kids to the Lord and knowing that, I mean, as a parent, you know, you just, you feel like, you know, you never do everything right and there's always things you could do better. And, but then just handing it to the Lord and knowing that he's really in charge.
And you're doing it together too.
That's been a real blessing.
Yeah. And it's the fact that you're doing it together and the Bible says two or more together, there's power there, isn't there? Indeed. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break up back to some more calls, and we're talking about the power of prayer today, how it changes life. Maybe it's not something in your own life, even as a believer, that you've turned to. It's kind of like being in a marriage. You think about it, and you don't never talk to your spouse. I mean, how's that going? Maybe you say, that's what's happening, and it's not going so well. But in our relationship with Christ, it's the communication, connecting with the heart of God. We'll be back with more here in just a minute. Very wise person that I know made a statement to me that one of the things he's observed in working with very successful people is that many of them tend to fade at the end. They accomplish these great things and get to whatever that mountain was that they were looking at, and then their life starts to fade. You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month. Of course, we're here at the end of the month now. Teaching this month that intentional living can save your life. Now, I admit that's a pretty hyperbolic statement, but it is a real statement and one that I thought about carefully before I titled it, Intentional Living Can Save Your Life. Intentional living in Christ can save your life. Save your marriage, save your, it can save your emotions, it can save your relationships, your finance, it can help in your health and other areas. And so the teaching is just one of a great encouragement for our members. You've received it already by email, video, and audio. Every month, a brand new teaching. Next month, it's going to be on resiliency, spiritual resiliency. How do you bounce back after tough things in your life? And a reminder that this month, we've been also making available to say thanks to those of you who are joining us with support for Intentional Living, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. And we're at the end of the run. In other words, the end of April. This is the time. We want to get this to you, the entire 66 books of the Bible in chronological order, a great resource, a great intentional resource. And we're saying thanks for your joining the Intentional Living support team in monthly support by making that available. You can do that today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. How has prayer impacted your life? You know, for me, prayer is something that just comes throughout the day. When I'm driving, when I'm thinking, maybe even out loud, I'll say some things nobody's around. Sure, people say, "Woo, he's a little strange. Lord, help me." You ever do that driving down the road? "Oh, Lord, I need your help on this one. God, help me." You know, the Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing, but also there's that part of prayer that is talking to Dad, "Daddy, help me." And sometimes that's where we are. "Daddy, I need your help today." The power of prayer. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, welcome to the show today. How you doing? Let me see. Let me try that one more time. Is that you, Glenn? Do I have you, my friend?
Yes.
I'm glad. Okay. There you go. Go right ahead. How has prayer impacted you?
Well, usually power of prayer is so great. I go on the prayer line when something's wrong with somebody I know or somebody I don't know. And the power of prayer is always answered good most of the time, but sometimes you said no because of, you know, they might be better off with him instead of staying. But majority of the time, the power of prayer is so great. The prayer line that I use is the Church of Christ, and it's worldwide. It just seems so great. I mean, so many people are praying for that one thing that you're praying about. Most of the time, the Lord comes back and takes care of it.
It's very powerful. And like you said, sometimes my prayer should always be, in my belief, "Lord, if this is your will, I'm asking you to answer it." You know, and we get that from the book of James, where the Bible says, don't say you're going to go to such and such a city and build a great business and become wealthy without saying, "Lord, if that's your will." That's a key. Our prayer should always be not just, "Hey, we got to do this for me, God." It should be, "Lord, if this is your will, I pray it is. I hope it is. And I hope you'll move in this direction." But that should be our attitude, shouldn't it? The power of prayer. Let's continue on here. Let me see. Let's go to Virginia next. Go right ahead.
Yes, my name is Kathy, and prayer has really healed me. Prayers of my friends and family. I fell off of a wagon load of hay back in Virginia and was run over with a wagon load of hay, and people prayed for my baby that I found out I was carrying. And he's a healthy 44-year-old boy with six children of his own now. Prayer, to me, is the best gift we can give others, and it's the best gift we can give ourselves. next to Jesus Christ, Jesus first, and then the gift of prayer. Mm. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, we will. And thank you for sharing that. Let's see if we can get Lauren on here from Kansas. Go right ahead, Lauren. What's your story about prayer? Hello, are you there, Lauren?
Dolores. Dolores. D-E-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay, go right ahead.
My son was living in Topeka, Kansas, and was in a bad car accident back in 1998, and was left with a brain injury and was not supposed to walk, talk, or anything anymore. And he's totally recovered.
Mm. The power of prayer. Thank you. Thank you for your call from Kansas. We ran out of time. We didn't run out of stories. But I hope one of these touched you to remind you today. Maybe instead of turning, you know, to the next thing that you see on your Twitter feed or in social media or from a friend, that you turn to God in prayer. He loves you. He only has the best for you. We're out of time today. Dave, thank you for your help on the controls today. Steven, our producer, thank you, my friend. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. It's a part of the Ministry of Family Life Communications. We're committed to helping affirm faith, offer hope, and to equip to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ, because we believe that no matter what age or stage of life you're in, it is the best way to live. It's a life filled with more purpose, more meaning, more direction, more hope and help. And if those are things that matter to you, come and find out more about intentional living at theintentionallife.com. When you're there, you'll find our prayer site. You can share your prayer request on our prayer line. We'd love to pray for you. You can find that. Also information on our upcoming cruise that I mentioned next month, as well as helpful blogs and other things that'll be just an encouragement to you. So I hope you'll go there, theintentionallife.com. For the entire team from Intentional Living, thank you for being a part of the program today. And I hope today will be maybe a change in direction in your life, and you find the power of prayer alive and well for you. Have a great day.